Yeah, the mics are on.
They are?
If you want to use them.
I want to call this meeting in order of the Business, Finance, and Justice Committee. Time now is 6 p.m. At this time, I have a representative from Frank Coach. Can you give us an invocation, please?
Our dear Heavenly Lord, thank you for this day. We just want to be with this time. We just want to pray that you will be with each and every one of us, Lord. All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Next on the agenda, Becca, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Frank Coachman.
Here.
David Hill.
Here.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Chairman, you have five present and an absent.
Have five present and an absent. Any business conduct tonight will be official. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes of January 22nd, 2015. Motion?
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion been made by Representative Coachman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been made. Any discussions or corrections? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have four in favor, none against.
Yeah, four in favor, none against. The minutes have been approved. At this time, the chairman is going to relinquish the chair to the vice chair. The next two items.
Okay. First on the item is TR-15032. Travel resolution, this is Golden Creek Nation authorizing the executive branch to prepare and submit grant applications to the various federal and staff, state governmental agencies and private foundations for both FY 2015 and 2016. And authorizing the principal chief to execute all necessary grant documents. Sponsor Robert Huff.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion been made. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah.
Motion made and seconded.
All this is basically, you know, we did it every year. We did it last year with TR-14-038, which gives the executive branch the opportunity to go out and seek any kind of grants and so forth that we need for the departments and so forth.
All the departments. All departments. You know how many grant
writers
we got here?
Probably one. I think each department is responsible for each department. For their own.
Department is responsible for their own?
Yep.
Okay. Any more discussion? If not, roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones. Chairman, you're four in favor, none against.
Four in favor, none against. Passes. Next on the agenda, TR-15033, travel resolution to the Scotia Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board to execute a standard form of agreement and guaranteed maximum price amendment with Manhattan Redstone, a joint venture for renovations to the River Spirit Casino. Sponsor Robert Huff, co-sponsor David Hill.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hill. Discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to have a Pat or Andy come down. Please.
What this is we're doing a renovation of the Mystic River Lounge, which is there in the center of the casino, and converting it to a 5 o'clock somewhere bar. And the GMP through Manhattan Redstone is about $1.1 million, $1.2 million out of a budget of $1.6 million total.
Then what prompted us to go to the Redman in Manhattan was that we had a different guy company, right, doing this. We switched over because they weren't doing a job right or something.
No, we've always been with Manhattan Redstone. Okay. Basically, it was an economies of scale situation because they already had a lot of the subs on site. They figured that we could get some cost savings, and we actually realized those cost savings on this project. Came in over budget. They were able to put the screws on and came in within budget. So that's the reason why Manhattan Redstone. They're already on site, subs are on site, just economies of scale.
Thank you. Anything else? Any more discussion?
Has your new attorney had a chance to look at the agreement over?
Excuse me?
Has your new attorney had a chance to look at this agreement?
Yes, sir.
Any more discussion? If not, roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, four in favor, none against.
Four in favor, none against. Motion passes. I read this report back to Representative Huff.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next, moving on next to the next item is NCA 15-037, a law of the Muskogee Nation approving appropriating the funds to Grant Thornton LLP to facilitate the forensic audit. Sponsor is Thomas Uhola.
Chairman, I make a motion to do pass.
Motion made to do pass.
Second.
We also need to make an amendment to that total amount. We need to adjust to an additional $62,212.50.
I make a motion we amend it.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I think you have there some other invoices that's been submitted. There's probably about three or four of them.
That's just one of them.
We just have one.
Okay, there should be some more invoices there.
Yeah. No.
Well, I think we always got one piece.
Okay, there's more of
it. Because there's one for $62,212.50, one for $65,748.05 that he has.
So there should be some more.
Did you not?
The other invoices that I have are attached to the bill, but I might talk to Alicia.
Yeah, I think the total comes to you.
I just have the one that you gave me today. Yeah, they have that.
Which one?
Yeah. That one page.
These are different. It's
that amount. Zeke doesn't want to be invoices attached.
How many additional invoices are there? There's two different invoices. There are more than two.
There's four invoices altogether.
I only have two.
And they add up.
Yeah. Here's the passing around too.
Okay. So do you have that total? You can add.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Total.
So I guess you make the amendment to.
Amendment to whatever his total
okay, is. Additional amount.
Okay. The amended amount. $445,832.59.
Okay. Do I hear a second to that amendment to the amount?
Do you repeat the amount?
$445,832.59.
Thank you.
Do I hear a second to that amount? Second. Okay. Any questions? Hearing none, roll call vote on the amendment. The additional amount of money.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you're four in favor, none against.
Four in favor, none against. That amendment has been passed. Back to the main motion with the amendment of the dollar amount. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you're four in favor, none against.
Yeah, four in favor, none against. That motion is passed as amended. Next on the agenda is NCA 15-038, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to a political candidate. Sponsor, Donnie Barnett. Anyone want to co-sponsor?
I'll co-sponsor.
Okay, you're okay with the right committee? Okay. Do we hear a motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
Representative Jones made a second. The floor is open for discussion. Is there any discussion? Mr. Davis, you want to speak a little bit?
No,
this guy's like a director. You want to talk to just a short time? Just kind of who this person is while we're just.
Good evening, Representative Huff. The request for the donation for Congressman Mike Coffin, Republican from the 6th District of Colorado, first elected in 2008. He's on his fourth term now. The Congressman Kaufman, he's on the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. More importantly, he's on the Subcommittee for Investigations and Oversight with the VA. He's also on the House Committee of Armed Services. I first met Congressman Kaufman, believe it or not, in the Kuwait War. He was coming forward through our lines with what's called the LAVs, Light Armored Vehicles, on an alternative reconnaissance route. And we provided overwatch for him and provided him two vehicles with thermal sights. Known him ever since, so I actually met him in Kuwait. What's important about Congressman Kaufman is we're getting ready to go up against the VA to get accreditation for our tribe to do business directly with the VA. There's not a single tribe, nation, band in this country that does business directly with the VA on a one-on-one basis. So we're going to push on that very, very hard. Congressman Kaufman can help, definitely help on that area. He has the ear, and I don't know if you've been following the news recently, but the Secretary of the Veterans Affairs, McDonald's, in some hot water. They caught him this week when he was out. They got him on videotape saying that he was in Special Forces. Well, that's not true. Well, very smartly, Congressman Kaufman, who has an interesting relationship with McDonald, came forward and publicly supported McDonald during this trying times. So politically, it's going to do a lot of good, especially down here with the veterans. Kaufman will represent us. Big Mike will be there for us, and I see him coming in to fight. And he questions why there's no tribe in this country representing himself in front of the VA as well. This is a win-win situation for us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none.
I was going to note that he's Republican, and Republicans really haven't supported the veterans overall. And I'm just kind of curious, does he vote for it?
Well, he does. He votes for us on very common sense issues. He questioned a lot of people think he didn't vote against the new GI Bill, and he did after he went in there and tried to make some amendments for it. If we're talking about Senator, who's the one just said?
Coburn.
That's a different story.
But
Kaufman, no. Kaufman is a two-time combat veteran himself. He fought in Kuwait. Then he resigned as Secretary of State and fought in Iraq as well. So Big Mike doesn't mind getting out there in front.
Okay.
He's a good man, solid man. No patience he has.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Co-sponsor as well.
Okay. At this time, we'll have a roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
No.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 3 in favor, 1 against.
Yeah, 3 in favor, 1 against. That motion has been approved. Moving on to agenda number 15-044. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA 14-199, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to fund the costs associated with quarterly intertribal council meeting of the Five Civilized Tribes, sponsored Johnny Green. Your co-sponsor? Okay, co-sponsor. AJ, anybody have a problem with that? Okay. Is there a motion to adopt?
Make a motion to adopt.
Motion been made by Red Robertson, Coachman adopt. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Reverend Jones. Floor is open for our discussion. Any discussion? David?
During our last meeting, because I was sponsored IOB originally, I had requested if, do we get all the receipts of what was originally, the amount that was originally used at the in trial and we sponsored?
I can't have the answer. I don't know. Trisha's up there, so I don't know. Do you know, Robin? $9,000, you with it?
So you don't want to get that?
We can ask for that. Did you make that? Okay. We'll ask for it. Any other questions? Hearing none, let's have a roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, none against.
And 4 in favor, none against. That motion is approved. Also, the items for number NCA 15-037, 15-038 will all be via the interest on permanent fund. Next one is under referred legislation, NCA 15-020. 21, 23, 24, NCA 15-033, 34, 35, 39, 41, 42. Those will all be part of the interest on permanent fund. Do I hear a motion to forward for the full council? Okay, do you have a second?
Second.
To move forward in interest on permanent fund for all these items here. Roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Grant Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, four in favor, none against.
Four in favor, none against. That motion has been approved. Moving on the agenda is GOAB. Good evening.
Good evening.
Chris?
Okay, well, Mr. Cross is passing around is the combined financials, the details of all the financial highlights. We've also contained the American Casino as far as the employees and the casinos. As soon as Mr. Cross is passed out, I'll let him get the highlights and the financials. Prior month is another good month for our combined properties.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
I understand the press for time tonight, so we'll give you the Reader Digest condensed version this evening. As far as the financials, we had another outstanding month. Month of January was just one of our better months this year. Our revenues were up. Our operating profit margin was up. For the month of January, our distributions to the nation was $8.9 million. That's an increase of $2.8 million, or 40% over last year for the month. We also were ahead of our budget in revenues. Our distributions for the month was 23% over budget, which was $1.7 million ahead of budget for the month. As far as year-to-date, our revenues are up $7.7 million, which is about 8%. Our distributions to the nation for the first 4 months of this year have been $36.9 million, which is an increase of $8.6 million, or just over 30% for the first 4 months of the year. And again, compared to our budget, our revenues are up $5 million. Our distributions are up $6.7 million, which is a 22% improvement over budget for the first 4 months of the year. As Chris mentioned, you know, our native percentages are being maintained. We put a lot of emphasis on that, pretty much as I've reported in prior months. And that's all part of the report. We'll go through that, as is the timing, how long it takes to process employees and the Creek Nation citizens that are holding all of our salary positions, and also our event specialists at the back of the packet. All in all, a great month.
It was. Congratulations to you guys. You guys, anybody on the board have a question for the board? Frank? Question? David? Pete? AJ? Anyone else have questions? You guys, anybody have anything to say out here? Anything else to say, guys? Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
you know, we'll have the BF&J LNC meeting after the planning, after LNC HEW, so. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, may I request to be excused from that meeting because my girls won their playoff game today. And I have to play the loser of the Big Zoe Monkey game, and they're playing the Brock, so I probably better go scout that ball. So that's okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's the referee?
Well, the gentleman I had today threw two of my fans out.
Jeez. Any announcements? Announcements? Hearing none, do you hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion
adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion, meeting is adjourned. Put my lips in it.